Alright folks, welcome back to Calm Over Chaos, your daily dose of stoic wisdom to navigate this crazy world we live in. I'm Brandon Cole, and let me tell you, sometimes this life can feel like a social media feed on overload, everyone posting their perfectly curated reality, leaving us feeling like our own lives are falling short. You know that feeling? Like you're trying to keep up with the Joneses, but they've got a private jet and a team of personal chefs. Yeah, not cool. But here is the thing. True peace comes from within, not from external validation or comparing ourselves to others. And today, we're diving into a powerful tool that can help us find that inner calm even amidst the hustle and bustle of social situations: mindfulness. First things first, what does mindfulness actually mean? It's not about emptying your mind like some Zen master meditating on a mountaintop, though, props to them. Mindfulness is simply paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's being aware of your thoughts, feelings, and surroundings without getting swept away by them. Think of it like this. Imagine yourself at a party, surrounded by people. With mindfulness, you're not just focused on making a good impression or keeping up with the conversation. You're also noticing the sights, sounds, and even smells around you, the laughter, the music, maybe even the delicious smell of someone's homemade dip. And here are 5 key takeaways to help you practice mindfulness in social situations. 1. Be present, be curious. Ever find yourself zoning out in a conversation, thinking about what you're going to say next instead of truly listening? We all do it. But try this: when someone's talking, actively listen and be genuinely curious about what they have to say. Ask follow-up questions, show genuine interest, and let their words sink in. 2. Body awareness is key. Social situations can sometimes trigger anxiety. You might feel your heart racing or your palms getting sweaty. Notice these physical sensations without judgment. Acknowledge them, but don't let them control you. Take a few deep breaths to calm your nervous system and bring yourself back to the present moment. For me, label your thoughts. Our minds are like chatterboxes, constantly buzzing with thoughts. Instead of letting those thoughts run wild, try labeling them as simply thoughts. Saying to yourself, "This is just a thought," can create distance between you and your anxieties. You're not your thoughts, you're the observer of your thoughts. 4. Find your anchor. When things feel overwhelming, find something tangible to anchor yourself back to the present moment. It could be your breath, a physical object in your hand, or even just focusing on the taste of your drink. 5. It's okay to say no. Feeling pressure to attend every social event? Remember, it's perfectly okay to decline invitations if you need time to recharge. Saying no allows you to prioritize your well-being and avoid feeling overwhelmed. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a networking event, surrounded by people you don't know. Your mind starts racing, what if you come across as boring? What if no one wants to talk to you? You start feeling that familiar anxiety creep in. But wait. Remember mindfulness. Take a deep breath. Notice the sounds around you, maybe someone's laughter, the clinking of glasses. Focus on your body. How are your feet feeling on the ground? Can you feel the warmth of the room on your skin? And when you go to introduce yourself to someone, approach it with genuine curiosity. Ask them about their work, their interests, really listen to their answers. Instead of worrying about what you're going to say next, just be present in the conversation. You might even find that people are drawn to your authentic self because you're actually listening. So there you have it, folks, a few simple yet powerful techniques to cultivate mindfulness in social situations. Remember, true peace comes from within. It's not about trying to fit in or impress others. It's about connecting with yourself and the world around you with presence and intention. And that's what Calm Over Chaos is all about. Helping you navigate life's challenges with a clear mind and a calm heart. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little mindfulness in their social life. And if you've got any thoughts or experiences you want to share, head over to our website or drop us a comment. We love hearing from you. Until tomorrow, keep it calm and keep it real.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.